Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's afternoon news video, we have a major update on WWE's plans for LA Knight. Yes.
The Rock is returning, sort of.
And 9 new WWE signings have just been confirmed.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I've just realised I called him LA Knight.
Ellie.
Like Ellie Goulding. There you go.
This anyway. Is the new after news.
Yeah, what a smooth introduction. Yes. Best in the business. Ellie Knight, what's he up to? L.A. Knight.
Fingers crossed, qualifying for Money in the Bank tonight on SmackDown.
Montez Ford, shot on the line. Eli Drake, what's going on with him? WWE still has some big plans for him. Do not worry.
Yeah.
This is according to Bruiser Wrestling, who's gotten a bunch of stuff right lately, including like a whole episode of Raw the other week.
Yeah, work to wrestling, better watch their backs.
You gotta watch your ass. Wrestle votes. Everyone on Twitter, watch your ass. Yeah, he's still the leading candidate to win Money in the Bank. That's the story. Worked Wrestling were actually the first people to break this a few weeks ago when they were like, LA Knight could be a leading person to win. That is still the case. Apparently, LA Knight was on... I keep calling him LA. Was on WWE's to-push list after WrestleMania, which he wasn't on. which was kind of
instead
scandalous.
Instead, they gave that spot to Shane McMahon, and look how he utilised that.
That went well, didn't it, Shane? It's okay, you can make fun of him. He's a millionaire.
Yep.
Possibly a billionaire.
And he's still got it, according to Michael Cole. Well, I don't know what it is.
He's got something. So yeah, the big things are coming in this guy's future. And it obviously it's earned. Like, have you heard how over he is?
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. He's one of WWE's most popular, like, upper mid-card people on that position of the roster. The yeah thing is ridiculously over. I was doing like some keyword research yesterday on the YouTube channel, and it was like things your viewers search for, and like second was LA Knight.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, he's really over. First was Raw highlights. That's illegal, you scamps. but yeah, like it's obviously deserved. Like, I love this freak of a man. He's awesome.
Look, he was someone who, when he came to NXT, we all thought, well, he doesn't really need to go to NXT. The yeah. Eli Drake character, like you say, that he had an impact was, I mean, an example of this. And obviously he did it in NWA. Shoes of a champion!
As I step out here.
Yeah. I love him. I think he's great. And I'm just so pleased that the main roster audience have taken to him so quickly. Like you say, it was a real miss not having him on the Los Angeles WrestleMania card. Astonishing that, especially when Phil was telling me just how over he was on SmackDown. Like, you can change plans, guys. You can just have him out there for some reason.
Just say, yeah.
Instead of like John Kettle or whatever that American footballer lad was.
You could literally...
I'm John Kettle, go long.
Steve
Pearson. I'm boiling.
Wait till I read some of the names that they've signed, brother.
Oh, there's one of them.
Yep, there's one of them that is literally my name, but we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm really happy for LA Knight. Look, I'd be happy with him or Cody Rhodes, to be perfectly honest, being Mr. Money in the Bank. But
Dom would be funny.
Regardless, yeah, it's going to be an interesting few months for LA Knight. And now they've got two championships. It's not just like, oh, he might get a US title run or whatever. And I think he works as both a face or a heel. I think this is one of those people that if they tried to push him as a heel, would get even more over and have to become a babyface, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but, it's so catchy. Yeah!
Yeah!
Like, all of that crap. He knows how to get a catchy.
Let me talk to you. He's got about three.
He's loads of fun. He's so much fun. He almost got me invested in that Mountain Dew feud.
He did, yeah!
Like,
Teflon to bad booking with The Fiend amazingly as well.
He had a soft drink match, and it I was almost there for it. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say he's influenced somewhat by a person I'm about to talk about.
The Fiend.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's returning, Andy Murray, to the Fast and the Furious
franchise. I think this is better news than him returning to wrestling, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw was hot.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, Fast X, Fast Kiss, as I like to call it,
people,
Fast 10.
I've not seen it, but people who I trust have said it's garbage, which means it's great.
Oh, yeah. It'll be another, what's our one? Plane.
There you go.
Yeah.
Plane.
Oh, goated, that is.
Best film of the year.
There was a great Twitter thread recently of like, what was the point that Fast and Furious kind of like took it too far? Because they were about driving cars initially, weren't they?
Took it too far.
And then they were like, all right, what if a car could fly? What if a plane could drive down a runway for 6 hours? What if you can send Ludacris in a car into space?
What if Vin Diesel could trigger an earthquake in a parking lot by stamping his foot on the floor?
Yes, I forgot about that one.
Why? Do people want these films to be realistic?
Exactly, like, come on. What
the driving mechanics are off.
He hasn't changed gear in ages.
You would never see Max Verstappen doing that.
You probably would, because the F1's starting to be biased towards him. But anyway, that's a completely different topic.
That guy, who's the guy who runs a watch Drive to Survive? I can't remember his name. Christian Horner.
Christian Horner.
He is a slimy prick.
Mr. Jerry Halliwell, is he?
He is. He comes across like the...
I'm a total wolf guy.
I'm a total wolf guy as well. Very handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Very handsome.
Anyway, obviously, Fast X doing really well. It's everywhere at the moment. And, well, no spoilers on whether or not he shows up in the film. But he said on Twitter, he posted a video with a caption. He's got Twitter blue because it's really long, this. Hope you've got your Thunderwear on. Hobbs is back. And he just got laid. Laid as in the Roman Reigns.
He's a cheesy bastard.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love him. Luke Hobbs will be returning to the Fast and Furious franchise. Your reactions to the world for Hobbs' return in Fast X have blown us away. The next Fast and Furious film you'll see, The Legendary Lawman, will be the Hobbs movie that will serve as a fresh new chapter and set up Fast X Part 2. The good news is, he continues, last summer, Vin and I, Vin Diesel that is, of course, put all the past behind us. They were a bit, I'm bolder. No, I'm bolder. We'll lead with brotherhood and resolve and always take care of the franchise characters and fans that we love. It's called Ball Caps, that bit. I built my career on an audience-first mentality, and that will always serve as my North Star. Congratulations to my Fast family and Universal Studios on the global success of Fast X. And as always, Hobbs and Seven Bucks Pride are motivated to help take the Fast franchise to new and exciting places for fans worldwide. Daddy's got to go to work. That was another preposterous bit when he just goes, broken arm, probably just flex out of it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's perfect.
It's not the greatest film franchise of all time, because that is, of course, Mission Impossible, which does not have a bad film. I'll fight anyone who... I will legitimately fight anyone. Let's get in a cage. I'll beat the crap out of you. I can't fight for a toss. If you badmouth that franchise, we're having words.
Words. There you go. It's a good... The films are good.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Speaking of words, what weird words of these names of people who are on the... Is it the nil list? Is the new nil list?
I don't think it's nil. Next in line, all of that, name, image, likeness.
They're all athletes, aren't they?
They are people of non-wrestling backgrounds, so it continues the WWE signing policy. This is the third story, by the way, we've gone into.
You don't even realise we've segued into
seamless.
It.
Seamless. But yeah, yesterday WWE unveiled 9 new signings. Performance Center Spring 2023 class. I won't go through all of them because, like, they're just like college athletes. Mm. I say they're obviously extremely talented college athletes and stuff.
And but some of them have suspicious social media backgrounds, apparently.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Moving on.
There's some big old people in here. I say old, they're all mid 20s. 6'6, 6'4, 6'3, 6'2, 6'2.
What's the one with the foot name that's like sounds like a WWE name, is actually his real name?
Hunter Smallback.
Yeah, that's my
favorite one. Vlad Pavlenko is a favorite of mine. I hope this isn't the one with the dodgy social media stuff.
I can't remember.
But he's got a background in hammer throwing. That's pretty sick. So he's going to take... Who's the smallest person on the NXT roster? Scripts. Bing! Just throw him down the arena. Why the hell not?
I like that. There's on NXT this week. They were like, Reggie, right? And he's like, no. When I was growing up, everyone called me Scripts. All caps with a Y. Yeah, of course they did.
There's someone.
Was that when you were in your sommelier background? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we got some like CrossFit athletes, track and field, football, stuff like that. Kevin Robertson. I like it when people with just normal names get in. Like,
yes.
I'm Steve Smith.
Yeah.
But my favorite guy on this list, because this is basically my name, but altered a little bit, Andre Hughes Murray.
Keep an eye out for that guy.
Andre, which is like Eastern European.
Yeah.
It's the way it's spelled is Z-E-J, so it's like a Polish version of my name. Hughes Murray is a double barrel surname. My middle name is literally Hugh.
Is it? I didn't actually know that.
I am in WWE and I am a 25-year-old, 6'2", 247-pound former footballer at Oregon State University and the Los Angeles Rams, where he signed as a free agent last year.
Ooh.
There you go. Good AHM. Stuff. Shout outs.
But yeah, look, the people, I'm fascinated to see what weird gimmicks they get given in NXT, but they just brought a new guy in NXT called Tank something, and he's awesome. And his stats were just like, he can bench press a load, basically. And he kicks ass, and it's him and Hank Walker, so it's Hank and Tank. And then Tank's the one who spit his tooth out the other day.
And they had that great match last week.
Oh, goated.
Just 5 stars. Anyway, 9 new WWE signings.
Bollocks, it's Friday. How about a few more wacky questions?
Yeah, I gotta get some more money. Let's go.
Brian says, Andy, who's your favourite NYC hardcore band and why?
I did this as well. Madball. I could sit here, like, I'll just give you the answer I gave last week. Could sit here and give you like a really cool answer. This won't mean anything to you, but like Sub-Zero, Crown of Thorns, something like that.
Mortal Kombat.
But Madball. Madball.
Get over here, not Scorpion, isn't it?
Madball wrote.
Why has no one asked me? Well, my favourite NYC hardcore band.
Who is your favourite New York hardcore band?
Beastie Boys, probably.
All right. Mind Force from Long Island.
Yeah.
No, they're from the Hudson Valley. They're from the Hudson Valley. I got that wrong.
I wouldn't have pulled you up on it, I'll be honest.
Hardcore fans would have. Gee whiz.
You might not have had this one from L. Sean, who I think... Is L. Sean a horse? A horse has said is a question.
All right.
If the What Culture Crew had a thumb wrestling tournament, who wins and why? Now, your obvious choice here is Simon Miller. Because... Look at the size of him, but I think you're not going to go for that.
No, I'm.
Should we say who we think is going to be together?
I don't think we can say this person's name on video.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's Peter.
Oh!
I don't know if Peter likes being shouted out on videos, that's why I said that, but it's Peter, man, he's a beast!
I'm going with Phil Chambers. He's a wily dude. I've been climbing with that boy, and like, he's not the henchiest, but he is. Oh, my word. He made I guess climbing's the easiest thing in the world because he just straight up the wall.
I love it.
But he's just a wiry. I think he's got power in them, their thumbs.
He's got the dexterity and the constitution, but the difference is Peter's got the strength.
Yeah.
So if this is D&D mechanics, Peter's.
I like D&D, by the way. Dice with Death podcast.
But, like, Peter's a monster, man. He'll take you down. Like, playing football with him, I was like, oh my goodness.
You ain't getting out of that corner alive.
No, I love it, man. I love it. I love the physicality of the sport. I thought I was a beast. Nah. Shouts to Peter.
Final question from Stephen Ellison. I'd love to get your thoughts on it as well. Will Adam let Snitsky babysit when the baby arrives? If not, which wrestler would he pick to babysit? Maybe not Snitsky.
Well, there's a lot of soft landing spaces in your back garden, at least.
Yes.
So.
Good point. Wrestlers to babysit. I'd like... Chad Gable. Sheesh! That's worked. There we go.
Yeah, that seems...
Good babysitter.
Brandi Rhodes seems like a good mother. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking more sort of Tony Khan. You know, babies are just baffled by, they're like awestruck.
What?
We're going to have a great sleep tonight. We're going to go full 9 hours. And it's going to be... Thanks for, letting us cover AEW as well, by the way, Tony. One of these days, yeah, you know, all in. You're all banned because of that bell end. You're just the impression of me.
I reckon the entire House of Black, because then the baby would grow up to be really cool and have good music taste and, like, good lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
That's a good choice as well. Otis as well. I feel like he's got that paternal instinct? I really should read some books on this.
Yeah, no, you gotta get practice.
What are we, 10 weeks away, I think?
A couple months. Jeezy peeps, man.
Any advice in the comments, please? If you want to just send me money, that's possible. You can just find out our address and just, you know, shove some dollars in an envelope and post it to us. You know, I'm not against that. Don't do that, obviously. If you've got any spare cash, by the way, save it probably because of the way the world's going. But if not, on the news this morning, Andy, we shouted the brilliant Mel Coleman, who does the art. Go and donate to her. She's got a GoFundMe out there and she deserves it far more than me.
Literally sitting here going, shove money through my letterbox. You gotta find where you live first.
Yeah.
One Gateshead Road, Gateshead and Weir, G-Head 84. There you go, I've told you.
God, you're giving it away.
Giving
now.
His address.
Anyway.
Been doxed.
If you want more questions, and then I'm finally.
You don't even live in Gateshead. He lives in Durham.
I live in a ship. In the marina. Phil used to live in a ship.
He's a boatman.
He's a boat guy. And this is the only time of the year that I was ever jealous of him, yeah. Gotta be honest.
Winter.
New.
Hell to the north.
Anyway, if you want more Twitter questions, you want to add finally, you want to do anything else, you feel free.
You got free time, man. You can do what you want.
Yeah, it's your life.
Yeah.
Live it.
Don't listen to freaks like us.
I remember, like Bill Hicks said, it's just a ride, so, you know. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Check out the news from earlier on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff. At WhatCultureWWE. Watch, take, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
That's Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Weekend, freaks.
Oh, yeah. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But now and forever, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to Earthworm Jim. Groovy. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.